Miami Gardens presents J.I.T.G. Music Fest. Janae Aiko. Ludacris. Ashanti. Nelly. Glorilla. LMA. Maya. Joe. Nice and Friends. Featuring WV. Donnell Jones. Case. Sunshine Anderson and Kenny Burns. The Isley Brothers. L. DeBarge. Stephanie Mills. And so many more. March 7th and 8th. Hard Rock Stadium. Tickets and info at jazzinthegardens.com. Jazzinthegardens.com.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low upfront costs and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 20th of February, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on this Sports Friday. We've got two guests in studio. We're going to be talking about VJ. And I know, like, even I want to talk politics, right? Like, jump into conclusions, throw in jazz, speed talking, but not actually getting anywhere. I love it. I like the sports aspect of politics. But today, we talking politics, politics, politics. No, I lied. We talking sports, sports, sports. We like to run our mouths, but we got to run our bodies as well. They are, our bodies are machines. Wonderful, wonderful machines. And the key to long life is keeping your machine well-oiled and moving smoothly, right? Listen, it doesn't matter. Virtually every accident, bump, or bruise that you experience, even like a break of a bone, still your recovery requires movement. Right? The doctor tell you, in fact, the doctor told me, now listen, you got to stay mobile. And I was like, what do you mean I have to stay? Do you not see the crutches? Do you not see this size Andrew's body? And this broken foot. The doctor said, no. You got to keep your body moving through the injury. So today, we got some guests talking to us about events and activities that are taking place across the island. Plus, we have a special guest in studio, a local athlete doing big things across the globe. We're going to get to that segment in a second. Let me remind you guys of the art show taking place at Ponciana Paper Press, The Earth Breathes Every Season. Ponciana Paper Press is number 12 Parkgate Road. They're open today, open, I think, at 11 until 3, and they will be open tomorrow as well. Please go and check out the show. If you got young people and you're trying to get them into other things, right, like you want them to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that and plenty culture and sports, right, take them to the show. Let them see what Bahamian and Caribbean artists can produce with their own hands. All right? Again, another reminder, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago, and the On the Clock magazine and T-shirt recycling drive continues. And if you go to the art show, you'll see how some of those magazines have been recycled and reused. All right, joining me in studio for our first segment, we have a representative from the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, and we have a representative from Four Seasons Race Management. So y'all know what that means. That means it's fun, run, walk, push, roll, jog, jiggle time.
Skate.
Good morning.
Skate, push, and cycle.
And cycle?
And cycle.
Listen, there was a gentleman somewhere yesterday coming to collect a bicycle for a child, and he saw me cut my eye at him. He didn't know I could have used that bike for the fun run, walk, push, roll, cycle, speed through the place. Good morning. Please introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is Aaron Storr, and I am the administrator at the Cancer Society.
Good morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Running World. My name is Marcel Bopp, Major, Four Seasons Race Management owner.
All right. So tell us, what is taking place is it tomorrow morning?
No.
I have a whole another week of preparation.
Good. Yes.
Good stuff. All right, so Saturday the 28th of February, 2026.
Yes, this will be the Cancer Society's 20th annual Stride for Life Fun Run Walk. And it's going to be Saturday, February 28th at Goodman's Bay.
All right.
For 19 years, it was at the Cancer Society. So I don't want persons to be pulling up to the Cancer Society next Saturday morning. It will be at Goodman's Bay.
Okay. But you're going to have somebody at the Cancer Society directing people to the right place, right?
Well, once they get there, they go upstairs to the office and they'll say, sorry, you have to go to Goodman's Bay.
There you go.
Simple as that.
There you go.
But we'll put up a sign. We'll put up a sign out to the gate. Mm-hmm. Meet us at Goodman's Bay.
All right. So what do you have in store, Ms. Storr, for the 20th annual Stride for Life Fun Run Walk?
Well, this year, we move it to Goodman's Bay because we want it to be exciting. Mm-hmm. And this is also the Cancer Society's 50th year of existence.
Oh, wow.
Yes. They've been in business for 50 years serving persons diagnosed with cancer.
Absolutely. This is wonderful. So 50th year, 50th anniversary, 20th annual Stride for Life, Fun Run Walk. All right. So, Mr. Major, tell us about how the race is going to be set up.
Well, it's going to be exciting, as always. You know, Four Seasons, we always pull off a wonderful show. February 28th, you don't want to miss it. We are anticipating 1,000 of you Bahamians who are listening to me. Mm-hmm. 1,000 of you, we are expecting you to come at Goodman's Bay, 6 a.m. We're going to be very different this time. We're going to start in the middle of the road. We have been collaborating with the police this year, and they've been very cooperative.
Yeah.
And they allow us to put up our big, we have a brand new truss. We have so much exciting new things for you this year. So we want you to come on down and see what we've done differently, why we've moved from the Cancer Society to Goodman's Bay. One of the main reasons is because we're going to have 1,000 of you listening to me out there. February 28th.
And ruling the road. We got the road.
We run things on the road come February 28th.
All right. Now, normally, right, when Mr. Bob Major's on the air, he's lied to you and tell you it could be easy. It could be breezy. Well, I know you got the breezy part down because we had Goodman's Bay, right?
Yes, yes.
But I think you got the easy part down as well. And I looked at the flyer. There are three races, right? You can choose which route you're going to take part in.
All right. As always, the Cancer Society made it very easy for anybody who wants to participate to participate. Mm-hmm. So we've come up again with our three routes. We got the easy breezy, very chalk and cheesy route.
That is going to be. Don't call it chalk and cheesy. Say beautiful cover girl, because that's where I could be.
So that one is going to take you from Goodman's Bay. It's going to take you west to Malia's Roundabout.
Okay.
And you're going to turn right back and come right back to Goodman's Bay.
All right.
The only thing with that one is you will not be eligible for our awards.
Okay.
But everybody who participates and cross the finish line will get one of our wonderful finishes medals.
Okay.
So that is for everybody.
So what if I do the easy breezy route like three times?
Well, then you're going to be very tired when you finish it. No, but if you do the easy breezy route three times,
you might as well do the 5K.
You might as well go straight down to Sandy Port and do the 10K because we have a 10K.
Okay.
So there are three routes, like we said, the easy breezy. Then the second route is Route B, which will take you to Sanders Roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 5K. That has a walking component only. So the walkers who want to participate or be eligible for
the
our prizes, for our awards prizes, you would walk in the 5K. And we're relying on your honesty because we got a lot of cheaters over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're relying on your honesty to walk.
If it was only me cheating. The taxi cab was not technically cheating. There was Aiden and Abedin.
So if you're going to walk, we want you to walk the 5K, and the awards are for the age categories from 19 to 60 plus.
Okay.
But the only difference this year is the award is just for the first male and female in each of the age categories.
Okay.
Before, we used to give first, second, and third.
Yeah.
We realized that once we did that, we ended up with a lot of excess trophies.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do just the first male and female of each of the categories. And then there's the third route, which is the 10K. That takes you straight to Sandy Port. From Goodman's Bay, straight up to Sandy Port.
Okay.
And back. And that also, that's for the runners only. So the runners will partake in the 10K, which takes you there and bring you back. Same thing applies for the awards. It's the first male and female of each of the six age categories that we have.
All right. Now, what about the fast walkers? Right, because with World Athletics now, right, and that's the World Relays, they have an entire event which is race walking.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an entire event called race walking, and we have some phenomenal race walkers. I thought they was just, you know, angry. I thought they was just, you know, mad. Because when I angry, I used to be a pedestrian. See, y'all don't understand. Misery and anger can drive the world. Oh, I was fast on my feet when I was a pedestrian. But I realized they actually, that's a whole category and they're competing.
You could, if you could walk fast, then the 5K is for you.
All right.
But the only thing is, like I keep saying, we're relying on your
honesty. Yeah.
Because a lot of people walk and run, run and walk, and then when the award is given, the person that didn't get the award, oh, that person cheating, I see them running. You know. So we don't have enough manpower, volunteers to police the 5K walk route.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're relying
on honesty.
Honesty.
Also, when I walk, like fast, uh-huh, it looked like I've fallen forward. It could look like a run. Some of us just have a disadvantage, man. Okay, so Ms. Storr.
Yes.
Stride for Life. Who are the benefactees, right? Like, who benefits from the proceeds raised from this year's event?
Well, the proceeds support the cancer patients. We do have a cancer caring center at the Cancer Society that accommodates persons from the Family Island that travels here to Nassau for cancer treatment. And they stay at our facility free of charge. We also transport them to their medical appointment, to the grocery store, wherever their needs are met. So the public supporting this Stride for Life will help us support those cancer patients.
So this is like when I'm watching foreign TV and I see the commercial for St. Jude's.
Yes.
Where they cover, they attempt to cover the vast majority of the costs associated with care.
Yes.
And the Cancer Society is doing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Awesome.
And you know, it's difficult too for persons from the Family Island to travel back and forth because it gets very expensive with the ticket and you still have to pay for your treatment, regardless if you are PMH. There's still a small cost.
Yes, absolutely.
That's incurred. So if they can stay at our facility and don't have to worry about flying back and forth, and they could save that few dollars to pay towards their treatment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So participating in this year's race is one way to support the Cancer Society's work. If I am unable to make it out because, like, my replacement knee didn't come in on the Betty Kay when I thought it was coming in, how can I donate otherwise?
Oh, you can come to our office. We are located $2 south of Zedness, East Terrace, Centerville. Or you can go on our website at www.CancerSocietyBahamas.org,
mm-hmm,
and you can click that donate button. And there are many ways. You can donate to the accommodation. You could donate in memory of someone.
All right.
You can do just a general donation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if I could, like, what if I know where 1,000 jujus drop every day? I'm a farmer, right? I'm a local vendor. Can I donate, like, produce in season?
Oh, yes, yes. Because at our Karen Center, we have a kitchen. And so those persons who stay, they prepare their own food.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do have persons who would drop off some like tomatoes and onions and cabbage and carrots and all that stuff. And that's the healthy way for them to cook. So if you have a farm and you have some fruits too, some juju and mango and all those things, you can bring them to the Cancer Society.
And like if I'm
because that's healthy eating.
Yeah. Like if I'm a fisherman, right? And I say, hey, look here, I got these two or three of fish that I was going to do something with, I could just send them to the Cancer Society?
Yes, you can drop it off.
All right.
We have a stand-up freezer that was donated, and so we can have them put there.
All right. See, because I know a woman who volunteers, or I used to volunteer with the Cancer Society named Audrey DeVoe. And if you give her a kid of fish, she can give you a kitchen of stew fish.
Oh,
my goodness. She got magical powers. Them Andres and Elutra people just... magical in their pot. Anyway, that's why I need to do the fun run walk now.
Yes.
I've been in the pot too much.
Come out. And we encourage healthy lifestyle.
All right. And
through physical exercise.
How do I register? How do I contact the society?
You can give us a call on 323-4441 or 323-4482. And once again, you can register on our website, www.cancersocietybahamas.org.
All right.
And we also have a special for survivors. So if you have been diagnosed with cancer before and you want to come and partake, the registration fee is only $20.
Okay. All right.
The regular registration is $35 for the walkers, 5K and easy breezy, and $40 for the competitive runners.
Okay. This is awesome. So people thriving with or surviving cancer can come and participate at the rate of $20.
At the rate of $20.
All right.
And we also have a surprise for them once they come out at the Race Village.
All right. Now, I don't need to be breaking news, but I like surprises. Is it the commemorative yard sign?
Well, no, that's not the surprise, but we will have those.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you do you know of anyone that has succumbed from cancer?
I may have to get one on behalf of my father. My father passed away years ago of cancer. You know, and that's the unfortunate thing, right? The unfortunate thing is we all know someone very close to us who has not survived experience with cancer.
Well, we have commemorative signs. And we put them up during the walk and also during May, which is our All Cancer Awareness Month. So we display them around the grounds.
All right.
So if you want to have one for your dad, just give me a call.
Man, listen, and it's unfortunate, right? I got to get one for my father, Bernard Green. I got to get one for my aunt, Juanita Green. I got to get one for my other aunt, Helen Mitchell Smith, right? Like,
we're going to have a yard full.
Unfortunately, right? But fortunately, it gives us an opportunity to remember, to hold space and to remember, right, individually and collectively. We very rarely take proper account of the space that people filled in our lives. Mm-hmm. And the way that society has shaped and continually reshaped itself, we don't hold much space for that sort of commemoration and recognition, right? And it's so important. That's why I love this sort of Bahamian, Caribbean, African experience of the repast and the wake. And then, you know, there's some people who are like, y'all having too much fun. And then people be like, but you obviously did not know our relative.
Yeah.
That you don't know what their last wishes were.
You know,
and so that's a wonderful aspect of the event for the 20th annual Stride for Life. Fun run, walk, push roll in the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas Cancer Society. Mr. Major.
Yes, ma'am.
he looking at me like, why you ain't running? other activities, other events coming up very soon. And for the people who are running, get them a word on where they could practice, where they could train when there is no fun run taking place.
Well, Four Seasons has quite a bit of events on our calendar. Up after the Cancer Society, it's the Bahamas Kidney Association, March 7th. Put in a little plug for them.
Yeah.
That is coming on well. Registration is on the Four Seasons website. For those that want to run as a regular hobby, man, you can meet the Bahamas Roadmasters. There are quite a bit of running clubs. There's the Bahamas Roadmasters. There is Paradise Run. There's Just Run. Most of us, you'd find that we meet at about 4:30 on Good
in the morning.
Every morning.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
My wife and we run almost every morning at 4:30 in the morning. So you'd see us running down Goodman's, running down the Cable Beach Strip almost every morning at 4:30. But I love to say, movement is medicine.
Absolutely.
So get up out of that bed and take that remote control, hide it underneath the pillow, and let's go. Let's have some
fun. The phone. The remote control is fine. I ain't worried about that. But I'm jealous because, and y'all should be jealous as well, right? It's not just, oh, they fit, and oh. It's a culture and a lifestyle,
right?
It attunes, at 4:30 in the morning, you are attuned to the earth's natural cycle, right? And you get better performance from your body if you allow it to work when it wants to work. And trust me, 4:30 in the morning, that's when your body ready to get up and wake. Yep. I mean, unless, of course, you're like me and you didn't go to sleep until 2:30 in the morning. That's a bad plan. Get your rest. Anyway, Ms. Storr, Mr. Major, thank you for joining me this morning. And hopefully I'll see y'all on the 28th at 6 a.m.
At 6 a.m. sharp, Goodman Place. You wanna?
Yes, yeah, so I just want to acknowledge our sponsors. Yeah.
Oh yes, without a doubt.
Our title sponsor this year is CG Atlantic.
Okay.
Group of companies, and they have come on board this year, and we are grateful for them. And we also have RBC, who is also one of our commitment sponsors, and they have been there last year and again this year. And we have some other sponsors that I would like to recognize.
Please.
Like Pindus Custom Brokerage, we have BPL, we have Dalbina's, we have Lowe's Wholesale, we have Thompson Trading, we have... who else?
Corporate Bahamas,
yes,
man.
Yes. Bahamas, and without them, the Cancer Society would not, you know, be open.
Yes.
Because we are a nonprofit, non-government organization. So all of our funds come from our fundraising event and from donations from corporate sponsors and individuals who just, you know, have families that have succumbed or, you know, been diagnosed. And they just want to give back. So we want to say thank you all for your support. Because without you, you know, this would happen and these persons would not have a place to stay. Well, so thank you.
One thing I'd say lastly, that the pocket pickup is next week's Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Cancer Society headquarters in Centerville.
All right. Let's go to the phone line quickly before we end the segment. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You were right there. I could almost hear you. I bet you were calling to ask when's the packet pickup, and you heard the information. So now you're good. I am so impressed by this sort of continual support by corporate Bahamas of charitable organizations. And when I say, I'm going to say this, right? Like, I'm an advocate, and producer, we're going to go to the phone line in a second. I do smaller NGO work, right? And we're always looking for money. But there are these institutions that just need it. Y'all just need it. You need it. You need it. You need it. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah. I have a question for Mr. Major.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Major, I hear you know you said that there's going to be three categories up to age 60.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I need you to know that there are, you normally have walkers that is over the age of 60.
No, it's 60 plus.
60 plus. So it would fall in the 60 plus category, yeah.
I appreciate your commentary, though.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
We always look out for you guys. There is an award for you if you're eligible at 60 plus.
But don't worry. Let Leslie Miller have come to your fun run walk and you tell him he can't run because he over 60. Right? Like, that's an example. An opportunity, right? I'll always take it. That's an example of practicing what you preach. Yeah. Mr. Miller was an athlete. I mean, he was a champion athlete. He represented his school, his community, his country, right? And as he became older, as he aged, as he became a senior man, you would see him regularly. He would do, it was legendary. If there was a fun run walk and you needed to talk to Mr. Miller, go be there. He could be there. And he'd probably walk in from one to the next one, right? And so y'all... when you hear Uncle call and say, hey, don't forget us, they mean that.
Yes.
They mean that. And also that means young people, they don't plan on giving up.
Yeah.
They don't plan on giving up. They plan on being strong every mango season. Yeah. We will fight for these mangoes this year, son. Anyway, thank you very much, producer.
Thank you for having
Let's
us.
Go to a break. And when we get back from the break, it's time. It's time. We have a little Bahamian legend in studio, and we're going to be talking sports on the other side of this break. Stay tuned to On the Clock with Yes, I Could Lift That Car and Throw It in the Bush Green. We coming right back.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy. Just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, boy. Hey. Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for my diva. Hey, cause she is a fighter. Kalani, hey, the future is brighter. Oh, if you need improvement, oh, come join the movement. Come join the movement. Hey, you're looking for change? Find it here. You're looking for justice? Find it here. You're looking for truth? Find it here. Vote for MacGyver. She's here for you.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Listen, just before we get into our second segment, let me give you all some of the headlines over the last week. Jaduka Zavian Johnson brings home bronze. Over the weekend, he had a bronze medal performance at the Tunisia African Cup in Tunisia, North Africa. The inaugural Pickleball After Dark tournament has successful debut. Hannah adjusting well to college athletics. That's, I think, Kimari Hannah in the under 20 girls 400 meters. And our friend Jemiah Nabi competed in the girls 60 and 200 meters. And she qualified for Carifta in the World Athletics Under 20 Championships as well in the 200 meters. But she put up personal best in both the 60 meters and the 200 meters. Okay, quickly. Y'all know that story. Aiden arrested and then released. The Hugh Campbell tournament is underway. Timberwolves Rattlers earn wins at Hugh Campbell. That was in The Guardian in yesterday's Guardian. You could check that out. And then over the weekend, our guy Vijay, Sixers, Vijay Edgecombe wins NBA All-Star Rising Stars MVP, and that's on the NBA website. That was posted a little while, 5 days ago, on Valentine's Day. But this little boy, he is the third, right? He is one of three people to bring the MVP of the Rising Stars game home to Philadelphia and the Sixers. He just had a phenomenal performance. And then for me, it was a highlight. It was a highlight for me because he played on Team Vince. Vince Carter. Y'all see Vince Carter forehead? Y'all see this boy forehead? He has to be a Bahamian. In fact, that other boy, Tipsy Bartender, who we know is of Bahamian descent, the two of them is cousins. You all see their forehead? What is what y'all call it when the man head is, it's like very big, right? But it's like a fish term, a marine term, like a lubber head. Anyway, the boy head big enough for me to know that he is a Bahamian. So imagine, Vince Carter, tell your mommy I'm not sure if you're a Bahamian or not, right? But you look like a Bahamian. That's the highlight. Vijay Edgecombe playing on Team Vince, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. So congratulations. Vijay took Rising Star MVP. Anthony Edwards took the All-Star Game MVP. USA Stars defeated USA Stripes 47-21 in the final. Now, you know what I didn't like? I didn't like that there wasn't a lot of information. I didn't find a lot of information about Team World. So this year's format, they had Team Stripes, Team Stars, and Team World, right? And I thought we would have heard about it because Team World is players from other countries, right? Like, that's what it would be, right? Anyway, I don't like how y'all did the rest of us. Team World did not make it to the championship game. But Ant-Man did, and he did his thing, as well as Vijay, and we say congratulations. We say congratulations. Now, my guest joining me in studio, I was hoping that she was here last week, Friday, in preparation of Valentine's Day. I told y'all what I was preparing to do, but fortunately, my producer used all of his prayers. Every single prayer he had on behalf of Bahamian men, he said, "Dear Lord, please don't let this woman come to the studio to entertain Aaron Green foolishness on the day before Valentine's Day." But fortunately for us, we have in studio today the one and only Dekel Quant, a.k.a. Bowflex Bobby. Good morning, madam.
Good morning. I need you to come and introduce me everywhere.
We could do this. Look here, between you and our girl Capri Breeze. Capri. And in wrestling, I got y'all. You only have to do me one favor.
What's that?
You need to work temp, like shift work for my security company. I got Beulah Gal from Crime Stoppers. I got Mom who put Johnny in the big boy washer in the Superwash commercial. I got Loretta Butler Turner. Y'all know why I got Loretta Butler Turner. Mm-hmm. The woman who walked the Prime Minister into Gambier House that night when everybody wanted to talk to him, but they had serious work to do. And now you.
Just give me the morning shifts, okay? I have an early bedtime.
That's the most important shift. Good morning, madam. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Now tell the people who Bowflex Barbie is.
Bowflex Barbie is me. I'm a Bahamian bodybuilder, professional bodybuilder. I am a fitness coach, and I've been in the coaching space for going on 16 years, and the bodybuilding space for the last 10 years.
Okay, all right. So why'd you make the switch? Like, why'd you make the transition? Because it's not a switch. You're in both spaces.
I'm still in both, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I started bodybuilding after 7 years of being in the gym. I started my personal fitness journey at 14.
Okay.
I started after I lost my mom to cancer. I know we just had the Cancer Society here, so I actually know Ms. Thor from doing some work with her as well, but... so I started from a pretty, just tagged along with my family to the gym. That's how I started working out. And after 7 years of consistency, I had quite a bit of muscle. And I thought, okay, let's try bodybuilding. And at that point, I was already coaching. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted something to make my training more intentional. Like, feel like I was training with more of a purpose, mm-hmm. opposed to just lifestyle. And I tried my first show and I got hooked. I loved it.
All right. So tell us, like, exactly what is... bodybuilding, right? And because we in the Bahamas,
yeah.
As you could see, I'm size Andrus. I know plenty of women who could pick up a car or pick up a man mm-hmm. and throw them. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't because they love y'all. But I know plenty women who are strong and fit and could mm-hmm. throw things. But what exactly qualifies, or what's the criteria? How is that space defined?
So bodybuilding is, a lot of people assume bodybuilding is, when you think bodybuilding, you think massive men in Speedos mm-hmm. with a lot of muscle, which is a division in the sport. So the sport started with men and it evolved into women's categories and women's divisions. So overall, there are numerous categories. I compete in the figure division, and each category has a specific criteria for what the judges are looking for. Yes. And so based on obviously your genetics, how your body responds to training, and your personal preference for like what you want to actually look like. Okay. You would decide what division you want to compete in, and you train for that. So for me, my division is very big on symmetry, full muscle bellies, not too striated, but also a good level of conditioning, which another division may be more or less of those things, right? So that's really a bodybuilding. You pick your division, or you decide on a division, you train for that division, you diet, obviously, you have to come in conditioned in all categories. So it's usually, I think the duration of preps are getting longer, 16 to 20 weeks, of, depending on where you're starting from, of dieting, training for...
Pre-show prep.
Pre-show, yes. All right. You do that for me, it's personally about 20-ish weeks. Training, dieting. You train outside of that as well, but you go in phases, right? So you have a season, and then you have, I call it an improvement season, where you actually work on growing or improving on things, and then you diet down for the show.
A question. So I know, we all know Arnold Schwarzenegger, Speedo bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. They are, like, they're trying to get minimal fat to have maximum muscle definition on display.
But they also need to still have size. So they can't just be skin on bones.
Right, you have to have muscle.
You have to actually have muscle there. So they will go through phases where they grow, they eat, they train hard, they push their bodies, and then they cut as much, like you said, as much fat as possible.
Right, so there's a period of sort of like bulking up, and then a period of defining and cutting and mm-hmm. cutting it, so you get the obliques.
You get to see everything that's under the... Right. What you've bumped,
And the fascia.
Yeah, I got you.
I used to pretend, I tell you I'm a performer. You don't see me out there, I'm only performing.
The performance of body, a lot of people don't consider bodybuilding a sport. People think, oh, it's posing, it's pageantry, but the sport of bodybuilding is actually in the preparation. You still train like an elite athlete, you work hard, you're consistent, you're dieting, you're pushing your body to its limits. And then the show, the competition itself is, the posing, mm-hmm. it's the angle, it's the showcasing of the work you've put in for that.
Right. And so it's sort of like an exam. You're not going to see all the training and the mm-hmm. studying. You just see the final product and whether it hits the mark. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So where you been? What you been doing? Because I was mad you couldn't make my show. I promise one day if I see him again, I just control him.
Maybe it's for the best.
Yes. Perhaps.
For him especially. Yeah.
Perhaps.
My most recent competition was in November of 2025.
Okay.
I competed in Virginia, where I qualified for the 2026 Olympia.
All right.
And the Olympia is like the pinnacle of our sport in bodybuilding. So it is like the best of the best in the world go, and everyone's trying to get to that stage.
And this is the Olympia that Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronnie Coleman, all of the legends that have won. Yeah.
All right. When producer, if you don't play, when Baintown woman, get your fire. Okay, so how did you fare? I know you qualified, right? Mm-hmm. But how did it go? And when is the Olympia? Olympia, what do you need to get there? How do we, the Bahamas, help you get there?
So, what was the first part of the question? When is it?
Yeah, what are the dates?
Oh, did I get there? How did I fare to get there? Okay, like I said, I competed in November. Before that, I had to do a show in June, which I won. I had to win that show to qualify for the show in November.
Oh, wow.
And once I had to win the show in November in order to qualify for Olympia. So our rules have changed a bit over the years because there's more shows on the calendar. In order to qualify for my division, you have to win overall at a qualifying show.
Wow.
And so they've made it a little bit harder because of, you know, they want to keep the show prestigious and the numbers are intentionally not as big as some of the open shows. So once I won the show in November, that was how I got my
qualification. Now, who are some of the countries, who are some of the country athletes you competing with? Russia, regional competition, then sort of hemispheric, and then global?
Right now, there are about 8 of us qualified. The winner from last year is from the UK. I think she lives in the US. There are a couple US competitors qualified as well, and Germany, some European countries as well, yeah.
Any other Caribbean countries competing in the space?
There's not been much Caribbean representation I've seen in the women
division.
And men, yeah. I'm the second Bahamian ever to go. Joel Stubbs was the first in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the first Bahamian woman to go.
I surprised because when Lady Saw say she was going to pick up that motorcycle, my Jamaica got bodybuilders. But maybe it's just a matter of growing the sport, growing the resources available and attention to the sport in the region. Because if Caribbean women can't bodybuild, then throw the sport away.
We have beautiful genetics, too. I think we are built for it. But it is a difficult sport. I will say it's an expensive sport as well. And that can be discouraging. It takes time. I've been in the space for 10 years. It takes time to sometimes be competitive in without the enhancements that sometimes are at the disposal of other athletes for their personal preference or whatever, whatever it is.
So this sport is no tolerance for...
There is tolerance for...
There
is. Yeah.
All right.
most, unless you're competing in a natural league, I don't want to...
I got you.
But you know what I'm trying to say. Unless you're competing in one that is explicitly like we are going to test our athletes, there's no... It's fair game. You could decide to or decide not to.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is a great space. Right, this is a great space for Bahamians who are interested in sort of like bringing bush, quote unquote, bush medicine and indigenous practices to the fore, right, to show their value. We spent almost a decade exploring Jamaica's yellow yam, the yellow yam effect, right, and Usain Bolt. I sure conk is one of them, right? Like, what is the naturally consumed thing in the Bahamas that provides a nutritional like boost, right?
So for young people. The difference with bodybuilding is, and something like a runner or someone that's competing, when they compete for function, right? I need to be faster, I need to be stronger, even powerlifting, I need to be physically. Mm-hmm. Bodybuilding, you have to be strong enough to get through your workouts, but when you're actually competing,
it's not about strength.
It's all aesthetic.
Yeah, okay.
So for me, I've realized that like the advantage that I have being living in the Bahamas, living on the island, is I have access to fresh fish.
Mm-hmm.
And fish is like a staple in the bodybuilding diet. And ideally, you want it fresh. And so being able to go to the dock and watch my fish man scale that, clean that, and take that home and cook that fresh, I think for me is like, it pushes my body to like...
Absolutely.
That conditioning that I need. Yeah.
Absolutely. So since we're talking about fish, thank you, Texter. The correct term is loggerhead. Vince Carter with your loggerhead, right? And you have to be a Bahamian. I got a couple cousins and niece and nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they were small, their head was bigger than their body.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And so, but they learned to navigate the world, right? And
they grew into it.
Right. And Vince Carter being one of the most underrated NBA players of all time. Mm-hmm. Just phenomenal. That's why I know you's a Bahamian with your loggerhead. That's how I know. Okay, so let's get to details about the Olympia and then where you train.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And who do you train with? Do you train with other female bodybuilders? Do you train with other female athletes just generally? and what your training looks like. So the Olympia, what are the dates? How do we get there to support you?
Sure. So the Olympia is happening September 24th to 27th this year in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm currently training, so I manage the fitness center at Balmoral, so I train there. Okay. I train some clients there as well, and then I also have a setup at home. Mm-hmm. I have a nice setup. My husband, shout out to my husband for building out a home gym.
Mr. Quad, good morning.
I have a space at home that I train at, and then I've also been training at Club One a bit as well.
Okay.
For some more variety in machines. I train by myself primarily. Every now and then I'll allow someone to come and train with me. But my coach, who I've been working with the last 5 years, 4 years, I can't remember, somewhere around there, he's actually based in Arizona. So we check in virtually every week. He adjusts my macros, adjusts my training when needed. And yeah, so far my competitive career has been primarily self-funded. I've had some sponsors like Fitness Connection over the years have supported me. I have a suit company, OMG Bikinis, that has provided me with suits for the last 2 years, competition suits. And I've also had support from Endless Motion. They provided my body work and recovery. This year, Patrice Adderley from We Buy You Sell has supported me in my road to the Olympia. But primarily, I love the sport, and I always just try to figure out how do I get there, what I need to do. And yeah, I've been gracious. Knockout Beauty has done my,
right,
my beauty stuff.
The aesthetic is so important.
You got to be put together.
But listen, I know that Montague Beach has been adopted or sponsored by like Atlantis for a number of years. Well, Montague Beach is adopting you and sponsoring you in your fitness journey, right? Mm-hmm. Did you know you could go into salt water for free and heal your body?
I do,
That's a part of your training?
That's the best. Salt soaks once a week. Mm-hmm. Goodman's a bit closer to me where I live, so that tends to be where.
Suck tea. Okay, ice baths. Do you do ice baths regularly?
Unfortunately, yes. They're not fun, but they're very effective. I haven't done them as much recently, but... Yeah. They're really good for my lower body recovery, especially.
And I just want to say, like, it's counterintuitive for me to even say this. I was supposed to be born in Africa, but Leela was stuck on being in the Bahamas with Bernard. And so here I am in this cold place, right? But ice baths are phenomenal. They are phenomenal people. Mm-hmm. And it seems, like I said, it seems counterintuitive, but one of the best things you could do just regularly, once a quarter, once a month, is an ice
bath. I used to do it a week, yeah.
Don't even make any sense.
And it never got easier. I would think like, okay, this week it's going to be easier.
So here's another question from the text line. Is there good money to be made in bodybuilding competitions? Like there's the prestige and then there's the prizes, right?
Yeah, so at the pro level, which I am a pro, you do win money for placing usually top three.
Okay.
So I would have started earning at shows last year. I won my first pro show. I placed top three in my first pro show year before last. And then last year I won two shows. I would have earned first place. But honestly, good is relative. Okay. I think for me, the opportunities for earnings don't come from the shows themselves. They come from partnerships and sponsorships with brands and the exposure that that gets. And like, so for me, getting to the Olympia, that level of exposure, a lot of brands will pay for access to have that level of exposure. So I think... You have to look for, it takes looking for opportunities and being able to pitch and, you know, have the business aspect to
your
brand.
You know, I was trying to get you to work security with me, but let's put that to the side for a second, right?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do,
I am seeing, right, a cruise, a total fitness cruise, right, from Florida. And we can share it with a couple of Caribbean countries. I don't have a problem with that, right? But Team Bowflex Bobby, right, is the lead, I want to say moderator, but you only facilitate in pain and exercise.
Yeah.
But you would be the headliner. You would be the lead event coordinator. Mm-hmm. And so the entire cruise would be people who just into fitness. Mm-hmm. You know those people, like when I go to bed at 3 because I just had my last Campari and juice.
They're waking up to go run.
Right. Mm-hmm. They flushing their body with water. And so the stops on island are fitness, fun run walks, obstacle courses. If we could get the Chicchani run and Four Seasons to...
You're trying to break people up all in one weekend?
To coordinate three. So because imagine if we could have a fun run walk from town to the east, a fun run walk from town to the west, and then a fun run walk a historic fun run walk down East Street, maybe back up Blue Hill Road or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something for all, because it's people who just do that. They love mm-hmm. that. That's their fun. Mm-hmm. I see you, Mr. Major, winking at me. That's their fun, right? And all led by Team Bowflex Bobby. Look here, Cruiseport, we come in, mm-hmm. man. We come in. We got ideas.
Let's do it.
All right, so there are prizes and there's prestige, but you say the real opportunities for you come from the partnerships and relationships.
Yeah, a combination of both. Obviously, mm-hmm. like, I mean, you spend a lot of money preparing, right? So you look at, especially for me, I travel to compete primarily. So you have the travel expenses that, for me, that someone that's local or, you know, in that region may not have to incur. But yeah, I mean, no bodybuilder, let me say not say no. Most bodybuilders will not tell you that they compete for money. You compete because you love the sport. Like, yeah. you're competitive with yourself.
You want to be your best.
You want to get to the top. You want the title. But obviously things cost money. So money is important. But I would say for me, my personal journey, it's been a combination of, yes, money from the sport, but also being open to, you know, pitching and mm-hmm. and getting opportunities outside as well.
Do you think there's value of inculcating this particular discipline into the high school curriculum, the sports curriculum?
I think there's value. Like I said, I think the challenge would be from the funding aspect, because it is an expensive, like I said, it's an expensive sport. But I think just letting them know that this is an avenue, even from the powerlifting side, if bodybuilding and the aesthetic side is not the avenue for everyone, just, you know, like I said, we have superb genetics here. Like I see it all the time
yes.
in the streets, in the gym. I see people that have the potential, but just may not know that they do.
Yeah.
And so I think I was lucky to have that exposure at 14, right? And see what my body could do at that young age. And so mm-hmm. I went into the sport very ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we have more, we create more opportunities like that for our youth, like just get them into the gym, like, and figure out what avenue they may enjoy. They may enjoy powerlifting more. They may enjoy hybrid training more, like mm-hmm. for high rocks. They may like bodybuilding more, but I think just giving them that opportunity to actually like lift.
All right. Now you sort of glossed over your win that qualified you for the Olympia. I ain't hear no boom, boom. I ain't hear no, yeah, man. Because I mean, I know it's fitness, right? But
yeah.
I just cut my eye at her, and when I turned my body, she knew it was over. I didn't hear any of that. Who did you compete against in that event to get to the Olympia?
So I think we had some qualifying shows. And like I said, everyone had to win the qualifying show to get there. And so the idea for that was that you would have the best of those shows there. So it was about, I think, 9 of us that competed. There were a few people that competed in the Masters division only,
mm-hmm.
so they weren't in the Open. But, I mean, I can't... There was one lady from New Zealand, mm-hmm. most from, I would say, the U.S.
Yeah, don't mess with them. They fight emus and ostriches.
She's very sweet. Her name is Shay, yeah.
It's nice to meet you, Rishay. Listen, there's a show on Netflix called Physical 100.
I watched it, yeah.
Right. Did you watch Physical Asia?
I started.
Multi-country competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful show because some of the figures, right, some of the bodies just seem so unassuming.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when they come out and show what their physique can do. I'll never forget Team Thailand and Team Mongolia, right? I think like mm-hmm. Team Mongolia came second. Because they just seem so...
Like little people.
Right, that's like, you know when it's a dog race mm-hmm. and they put the pot cake next to the greyhound?
You think the greyhound got this for sure.
Yeah, but that pot cake boy, he on him.
He got some dog in him.
At one point, the pot cake jump on the greyhound back. Because that's what Bahamian dogs are smart. And that was not in the rules that you couldn't do that. Anyway, Miss... Quant.
Show you the photo. I mean, we can't see photos on the radio, but...
But we could see it. Listen, first of all, Mr. Quant. I know she could have teach me how to pick up man
Ain't
for Valentine's
late.
Day.
Ain't too late.
Because she pick you up, sir. And he was a good catch. He was a good catch. Anyway, Matt, I just want to say this is a... I could see that you did the work, right?
Yeah.
This is not just, oh, I eat well and I just put on some body oil. This is a well-defined body, right?
Thank you.
Can't do this in 5 minutes.
No.
So tell people where they can find you online as we go.
Sure. So my social media handles are Bowflex Barbie on all platforms, on Instagram, Bowflex Barbie. TikTok is Bowflex.Barbie. And my website is BowflexBarbie.com.
All right, listen. Don't judge a book by its cover, okay? And don't mess with Bowflex Barbie.
I'm so nice. What do you mean?
But that's what I mean, right?
Don't mess with
Don't change no. that natural demeanor. She is very nice. Mm-hmm. But I sure when it's time, she can cook you like peas and rice. Be careful. Wow. Be careful. Anyway, it's been my pleasure today to have you in studio.
Like
Bowflex Barbie, heading to the Olympia Apex competition for the bodybuilding world. Congratulations, and we're so proud
of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Producer, thank you very much for the song selection. Our fund is going to be called the Pat Ramming, right? Bodybuilding Fund. You know why?
Okay. Why?
Because when Bain Town women catch a fire, even policemen run. You guys have a great day, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.